Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Yes, 08302.
Your name?
Shauna. But I've got a question for you. It says I get a free gift, pick which one I want in the survey on my phone, and for taking a survey. And it says, today, free trial, just have to pay for postage. Now, does that mean it's a free trial for 7 days or whatever, and then my debit card is going to be charged the $189 or the $80 of what I chose to try?
So without having an account, I would not know the offer that you're trying to sign up for. What you should do is check the terms and conditions.
Yeah,
they're required by law to explain it there.
I read the terms and conditions, but I didn't see any future charging. But also, I did this once before, and it was on something different. It was a Walmart card or something, I forget. And all of a sudden, I got $100 missing out of my account for the iPod things when it was a free. It says free today, only pay for postage and handling. I never read anything that says free trial. You understand what I'm trying to say?
But most cases, trials usually do have ongoing charges. But again, without me having an account to verify, I would not know.
Okay, now how do I get an account?
By ordering.
Fill it out? Okay, by ordering. And then would I call you right back? Because if I'm going to be charged in the future, it's not free. Right?
So if you agree to the terms and conditions to place your order, that's you agreeing to a contract. So you would need to read and understand the terms and conditions before you go through it. And if you don't understand, I would not place the order.
Okay, great. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, you're awesome. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.